All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I want to start off with a pivotal one this Friday night in the American Athletic Conference as the 18th ranked Knights of Central Florida will travel to take on the Cincinnati Bearcats. Both of these teams have visions of winning the AAC, and as both of them are two of the top teams in the AAC East, this game will go a long way as far as who is going to get to the conference title game. You look at Central Florida quarterback Dylan Gabriel, so far this season 14 touchdowns and just two interceptions, while running back Greg McCray is averaging more than 6 yards per carry, and that's going to be important because Central Florida can do it in a variety of ways. They can beat you with speed and finesse, and they could simply just, you know, stuff the football down an opponent's throat. And I think you're going to see the finesse aspect. I think they're going to try to speed up Cincinnati and get the crowd out of this game on Friday night, and I think they do that. Thus, I'm going to take Central Florida on the road by the score of 34-23. Now, moving on to Saturday, a big one Saturday afternoon in the Big Ten is you're going to have the 14th ranked Iowa Hawkeyes traveling to Ann Arbor to take on the 19th ranked Michigan Wolverines. And this is a test for both teams. I mean, Iowa went to Iowa State a few weeks ago and got a big win. And we saw Michigan take it on the chin a couple of weeks ago on the road versus Wisconsin. And on top of that, their head coach, Jim Harbaugh, has heard his fair share of criticism as he simply has been unable to get it done versus ranked teams. Now, for Iowa, I look for quarterback Nathan Stanley to keep on doing what he's doing, being a game manager and taking care of the football. Why? Because he has 8 touchdowns this season to no interceptions. And when you think of Iowa, you think of smart quarterbacks with the ball, you think of a solid offensive line, and you think of a running back that can get the job done. That job, as far as carrying the ball, goes to Mekhi Sargent, who is averaging more than 5.5 yards per carry, as he wants to put some lean on that Michigan front seven and wear them down. Now, Michigan's quarterback, Shea Patterson, he's been up and down, and it comes down to which Shea Patterson are we going to see, the guy that finds a way to win the game for Michigan or a guy that finds the way to lose. And if Michigan wins or loses, he's going to have a big hand as far as the outcome for the Maize and Blue. Defensively, I think Michigan is going to try to get back to the basics, led by linebacker Kaliki Hudson, who already has 41 tackles this season. And he going up against Sargent, that is going to be one of the big matchups in this game. But when you think of Michigan versus Iowa, you think of a lot of paint swapping, you think of a lot of physicality within the trenches, and I think we're going to get a heavy dose of that this Saturday, and I'm going to take Michigan at home by the score of 23-17. Now, a big one in the Southeastern Conference, as you're going to have the 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers traveling to Gainesville to take on the 10th-ranked Florida Gators, and there was a time when these two teams met every year, and there was plenty on the line, and of course, with the expansion conference, that is no longer the case, but there's still plenty on the line here because right now we have 5 teams from the Southeastern Conference in the top 10 of the 8 poll. So now it's time that we're going to see these teams face each other, and let's get some separation not only in the rankings but also in the SEC rather overall. Now, Auburn head football coach Gus Malzahn has been relying on a young quarterback in Bo Nix. And so far, he's been up to every single challenge that he's had to face, which includes beating Oregon at a neutral site and then also helping Auburn beat Texas A&M at Texas A&M. That's big. Now, of course, Florida head coach Dan Mullen has had to rely on a backup quarterback in Kyle Trask as he lost Felipe Franks for the year a few weeks ago. Trask has been up and down, but he got he got his legs under him a little bit last week in the shutout win over Townsend. And Florida's really going to have to try to rely on their defense in this game. They're getting some guys back, but you look at a unit so far that has 24 sacks to go with 9 interceptions, as Todd Grantham really likes to dial up the heat. But there is something about this Auburn team. They're fearless and they're hungry. And I think they're able to go into the swamp and get a victory this Saturday. Thus, I'm going to take the Tigers by the score of 31-27. And in the Big Ten on Saturday night, you're going to have the 25th ranked Spartans of Michigan State traveling to Columbus to take on the 4th ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. The winner of this contest could possibly win the Big Ten East. Obviously, there's still plenty to go, but this contest here will go a long way in determining who gets the Indy from the Big Ten East. So far for Michigan State, they've gotten back to the basics this year. And just like Iowa, they are a team that focuses on getting game managers at quarterback, and they rely on their running game. And you look at quarterback Brian Lewerke so far this season, 10 touchdowns to just one interception, while running back Elijah Collins is averaging more than 5 yards per carry. And that's important because for Michigan State to win this game, they have to slow things down, because in slowing things down, number one, you keep Ohio State's defense on the field and potentially wear them down. But more importantly, you keep the Buckeyes offense on the sideline. And what we've seen so far this season, we've seen an Ohio State offense that can really light it up with quarterback Justin Fields and running back J.K. Dobbins. Now, what Sparty needs to do is avoid third and long situations. Why? Because already Chase Young on that defensive line for the Buckeyes has 8 sacks, while as a team, Ohio State has 24 sacks to go along with 7 interceptions. I think Michigan State is going to go out there and try to establish a tone early, but the bottom line is the Buckeyes are simply the more talented team. Thus, I'm going to take Ohio State at home by the score of 33-17. And finally, in the Pac-12 on Saturday night, you're going to have the Cal Bears traveling to Eugene to take on the 13th ranked Oregon Ducks. Chase Garbers, Cal's quarterback, his status for this contest is up in the air due to an injury, and Cal really cannot ill afford to have him around. Of course, defensively, they're stout with linebacker Evan Weaver, who already has 73 tackles on the season, and that's going to be important as he's going up against one of the better quarterbacks in the conference in Justin Herbert. This guy, you know, a lot of people thought he should have left school early last year to go pro, and he decided to come back. And we are arguably looking at the best quarterback in the Pac-12 once again. So far this season, this Ducks defense has forced 6 interceptions. And if Chase Garbers can't go, this Oregon secondary could have a field day. Oregon is starting to get back to what they were several years ago as far as the speed and the talent on both sides of the football. And I think they have an opportunity to flex their muscles in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Ducks at home by the score of 34-20. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.